Crime and Crime Again is a true crime podcast containing subject matter that may be graphic or disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. The Fort Berthold Reservation sits along the Missouri River, stretching across 980,000 acres on the western side of North Dakota. The reservation is home to the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara Nations, also commonly known as the Three Affiliated Tribes, or the MHA Nation. There are just over 15,000 enrolled members of the MHA Nation, with about 5,000 residing on the Fort Berthold Reservation. Olivia Lone Bear was born on October 11, 1985, in Stanley, North Dakota, to her mother Iris and her father Harley. For most of her childhood and teen years, Olivia grew up and went to school in Newtown, North Dakota, until her sophomore year of high school when she moved to Brockton, Montana. During her junior year of high school, she moved to Wahpenet, Washington. And in 2003, during her senior year, Olivia became a mom to her first baby, Haley. When her daughter was born, Olivia decided to finish school through homeschooling, and she did earn her high school diploma. In 2005, Olivia gave birth to her second child, a son named Caleb, but tragically, he passed away unexpectedly at only 8 months old. Between 2005 and 2009, Olivia moved back and forth between Washington and Newtown, North Dakota, before she finally decided to settle down in her hometown. Over the years, she worked various different jobs in town, including a few different positions at the Four Bears Casino and Lodge. She especially enjoyed working as a live games dealer. Over a period of a few years, Olivia would welcome 4 more children into the world. Most of her time was spent with her children. She loved and cherished those little moments in motherhood, like waking up early to get your kids ready for school. Olivia was also incredibly social and outgoing. When she was able to find the opportunity, she enjoyed nights out with her friends. For Olivia, family was everything. So when even one day passed by, and Olivia's children didn't hear from her or see her come home, her family knew that something was wrong. In 2017, Olivia was 32 years old and living at her father's home on the Fort Berthold Reservation with her 5 children. She wanted to be able to care for her father and help him around the house as he got older. At the time, Olivia was in between jobs, so she was a stay-at-home mom who loved cooking for the family and doing things like watching movies with her kids. On October 24th, 2017, Olivia asked her friend Jim Hofenke if she could borrow his truck for the day, as she often did. At some point that day, she texted Jim to tell him she was doing laundry at home, and later on, Jim tried to stop by the house to drop off groceries, but when he knocked on the door, there was no answer. Olivia's family came home to find that she had left behind most, if not all, of her belongings, including her wallet, her debit cards, her jacket, and her cell phone. But Olivia was nowhere to be found. Jim's truck, a 2011 four-door metallic gray Chevrolet Silverado, was also missing. Over the next couple of days, several family members had taken to Facebook, hoping to gather information about Olivia's whereabouts, asking anyone who may have seen her to come forward. But by Friday, October 27, 2017, with no sign of Olivia, her father Harley, better known as Tex, officially reported her missing to the Three Affiliated Tribes Police. Tribal police, however, did not file their official report until October 30th. And I'm sure you know what I'm going to say next. Police demonstrated absolutely no urgency or initiative in searching for Olivia in those critical first few weeks. In fact, tribal police did not even speak directly to Olivia's family about her disappearance until about 5 weeks after she was reported missing. Police did not organize a search for Olivia until November 1st, more than a week after she was last seen, and 4 days after she was reported missing. Olivia's family urged tribal police to conduct a water search of nearby Lake Sakakawea before a thick covering of ice descended upon Newtown. But they declined to organize the search, claiming that they didn't have the resources, i.e. boats, to do so. At one point, the North Dakota Game and Fish Department even offered some of their boats to aid in the search, but tribal police still declined to search the lake. Matthew Lone Bear, Olivia's brother, even posted photos to Facebook of boats sitting completely unused in the police supply yard. Olivia's family was essentially left to search a nearly 1 million acre reservation on their own. Just a few weeks after Olivia's disappearance, Bruce's Legacy, a volunteer organization, offered to search parts of Lake Sakakawea, but turned up nothing. Lake Sakakawea is a 480-square-mile lake and would require a massive search effort. The chairman for the three affiliated tribes, Mark Fox, did try to aid the family in whatever ways he could. He offered up a space for the family to set up a headquarters for the investigation, complete with refreshments, walkie-talkies, and maps of the reservation, where organizers and volunteers coordinated the best areas to search. Volunteers from as far away as Montana traveled to North Dakota to aid the Lone Bear family in their desperate search, and Matthew Lone Bear led the charge in the search for his sister. In November 2017, the FBI was invited to aid in the investigation, but because there was not yet any physical evidence that a crime had been committed, let alone a major crime, there wasn't any help to be had from the FBI. On November 6, 2017, three affiliated tribes detective Sam Lincoln told the Bismarck Tribune that the police were interested in speaking to a particular person, someone they had already spoken to a week before on the phone. And on November 13, 2017, Detective Sam Lincoln told the Bismarck Tribune that foul play was not suspected in Olivia's case. In January 2018, the Bureau of Indian Affairs took the lead on Olivia's case, but this truly had no effect on the progress of the investigation. Authorities were still doing very little to aid Olivia's family in their search for her. Olivia's daughter, Haley, would later tell Dateline that detectives on her mother's case tried to convince the family that Olivia had simply run off. At one point, Haley said, authorities told her that her mother likely took off and eloped with someone. One unnamed witness told authorities that the last text message they received from Olivia said she was going to a bonfire and then going out mudding. They received another message that only said goodbye. None of Olivia's family or friends knew of any bonfires or get-togethers that night, nor did anyone know who she might have gone out with. After talking with several witnesses, it was learned the last time Olivia was physically seen was around 6 p.m. on October 24, 2017, as she was leaving the Ranchman's 23 Saloon and Steakhouse in Newtown, where she previously worked as a bartender. The very last image ever taken of Olivia was from a surveillance camera. The image showed Olivia stopping at a store somewhere in Newtown. Though police did show the family this image, they did not specify when exactly it was captured. What they did tell the family, however, was that they felt confident moving the date that Olivia was officially missing to October 25th instead of the 24th. Olivia's family spent months organizing land searches on the Fort Berthold Reservation and continued pushing for authorities to prepare for a water search of Lake Sakakawea once the ice finally melted away. But months went by, and April 2018 came and went, and still, authorities made no efforts to get boats on the water. On top of that, Olivia's family was kept completely in the dark about any progress in the investigation, if there was any progress being made. The BIA had no communication with Olivia's family unless the family initiated it, and even then, they received no answers to any of their questions. The Lone Bear family continued their search, unwavering in their faith that they would find Olivia, but the case went stagnant. No evidence turned up to lead to Olivia's whereabouts. And most perplexing of all, the truck she was last seen driving had completely vanished. Lissa Yellowbird Chase, an Arikara woman who founded a search and rescue group called the Saanich Scouts in 2013, began working with the Lone Bear family in late 2017, just weeks after Olivia disappeared. Lissa attended North Dakota University and earned a degree in criminal justice, and she had worked previously as a tribal lawyer and a bondsman. In 2006, she did serve time on a drug-related charge, but after she was released, she stumbled upon a new mission in life. In 2011, a man named Casey Clark disappeared from the Fort Berthold Reservation. He had moved to the area for work. The oil industry was booming in Newtown. Casey Clark had been missing for several weeks by the time Lissa heard about his case, but she was inspired to get to work immediately. She spent 4 years investigating his disappearance, and in the process, she unraveled a disturbing murder-for-hire plot. Lissa was able to pinpoint the man responsible for Casey Clark's murder, but to this day, his remains have never been found. Lissa was also the driving force behind the investigation into the disappearance and murder of her own niece, Carly Yellowbird. The relationship between Lissa Yellowbird Chase and the Lone Bear family started off with mutual respect and cooperation. But within just a couple of months after Olivia's disappearance, the Lone Bears and Lissa could not see eye to eye, and their relationship spiraled downhill. The Lone Bears cut ties with Lissa entirely. Despite the collapse of her relationship with Olivia's family, Lissa still felt called to search for the missing mother. In July 2018, Lissa organized the Sunish scouts to search Lake Sakakawea without notifying Olivia's family. Lissa took a boat equipped with sonar imaging technology onto the lake, monitoring the lake bed for any anomalies. Eventually, she found what she was looking for. She captured a sonar image of an irregular rectangular shape on the bottom of the lake, and she thought the object was out of place. She snapped a picture on her phone and texted it to Keith Cormican, a professional diver for Bruce's Legacy, the organization that had volunteered to search some of the lake for the Lone Bear family in the early weeks of the investigation. After discussing the odd shape in the image, they decided that they needed to continue monitoring that spot to be sure that it was an anomaly worth investigating. Lissa spent days capturing more sonar images of the same spot. She then sent another image to Corey Bristol, who at the time was the chief deputy of the Mountrail County Sheriff's Office. Bristol immediately agreed that they needed to send divers down into the lake. On July 31, 2018, divers with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, along with officers from the Bureau of Indian Affairs and the Mountrail and Williams County Police Departments, headed out to Lake Sakakawea. After several hours, a tow truck pulled a pickup truck from the bottom of the lake. The truck had been sitting about 400 feet away from the shore, submerged under 21 feet of water. The scene was only about a mile and a half from the home Olivia shared with her father. It was quickly confirmed that the truck was indeed the 2011 Chevrolet Silverado that Olivia was last seen driving. Within one day, the FBI confirmed that there was a body found inside the truck and that the body was that of missing mother of five, 32-year-old Olivia Lone Bear. After nearly 10 months, the search for Olivia had come to an end. The most disturbing aspect of the discovery of the truck wouldn't be revealed publicly until later. Olivia's body was buckled into the passenger seat of the truck. Her cause of death was officially ruled undetermined. On November 20, 2019, after meeting with Olivia's family, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of North Dakota released an official statement regarding the investigation into Olivia's death. The statement read, quote, "Medical personnel noted that they did not find definitive traumatic, natural, or toxicological causes for her death," end quote. The FBI did take lead on the investigation after Olivia's body was found, but still no further progress has been made. There is still a $10,000 reward in place for information leading to whoever is responsible for Olivia's disappearance and death. If you have any information regarding the disappearance or the suspicious death of Olivia Lone Bear, please contact the FBI at 1-800-225-5324. Or you can submit tips at tips.fbi.gov. Today, almost 4 years since Olivia's body was found, there are no updates in her case. Olivia's case unfolded much like the cases of most Indigenous women unfold. An Indigenous woman doesn't come home. Her family reports her missing. Tribal, state, and federal authorities sweep the case under the rug, or leave the case file to collect dust under a stack of missing persons cases police think are more important. And the authorities who should be investigating these disappearances and these murders offer little to no aid to families who desperately want to bring their Indigenous women home. It happens over and over and over again. I think it's pretty clear that someone is responsible for whatever happened to Olivia Lone Bear. She was found strapped into the passenger seat of a vehicle at the bottom of a lake. Someone knows what happened to her. Someone knows who was in the driver's seat of that truck when it was left to sink under 21 feet of water. Someone needs to be held accountable. All sources for this episode are listed in the show notes. Please be sure to leave a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. My Good Pods page will also be linked in the show notes. There, you can rate and review individual episodes, and you can also see what podcasts I've been listening to. You can follow the podcast on Twitter, at Crime Again Pod, on Instagram, at Crime Again Podcast, and on TikTok, at Crime Again Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode of Crime and Crime Again.